Okay, good morning everybody. We are arrived at a new sefer, Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is also called by some of the Rishonim, Sefer Tehillim. Much of Vayikra deals with the halachos relating to the Karbonos. Let's look at this morning one general point which is megea to all the Karbonos, which is learned from a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. If you took him in, pasuk tells us the Shokha is Shel HaBokha Lifnei Hashem. The Sukkim are actually discussing an oil which is brought as an adobo. The Shokha is Shel HaBokha, so he brings this animal and he should check it Lifnei Hashem. The Ikrivu Lifnei Aharon HaKayanim HaKadot. And the Lifnei Aharon HaKayanim, they are going to bring clothes to the Dam. The Zorka is Adobah Mitzvah HaTovid Hashem Tetzik HaKayanim. So there are four main stages in the Akrova of a Korban. There's Shechita, number one, is then followed by Kabbalah. The next thing after Shechita, you've got to catch the dam in a keli. Kabbalah Kadam, catch the dam in a keli. Then Hilocha, you've got to take that dam towards the Mizbeah. Hilocha, the Kali, the delivery. You take it to the Mizbeah. And finally, Shechita. Finally, the sprinkling of the dust. There's other avodas too, but these are the four main essential avodas in every korban. Four things: shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika.
All that includes putting on the fire, right?
Hilacha, no, we're referring to the hilacha of the dust. The hilacha of the dust. It's also taking of the evorim to the mizbeach that's after. Now, this Rashi on this pasuk, based on Chazal, Rashi makes a deal in the pasuk. The shochet, the yikrivu hakayanim, he should check, and then the yikrivu hakayanim, the kayanim will bring near. So who is the he who checks his before? The yikrivu v'le'aron hakayanim. The kayanim takes the dam and brings. The implication is that the shechita was done by somebody else. The third Rashi is Mikabolah Va'ila, beginning with the stage of the Kabbalah Sadam, that is mitzvah kohen. That is incumbent upon the kohen. Limit ala shechita shekshev of the zohar. But the shechita of the korban is kosher even with a zohar, even with somebody who is not a kohen. So out of those four stages, the first one, the shechita, can be done by anybody, even somebody who is not a kohen. Only the later stages, Kabbalah, etc., Kabbalah and onwards, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika, those have to be done by a Kohen. But the very first stage, the Shechita, we learn from this passage that it is not specified Kohen on the first stage, on the Shokat, that Shechita, Kshera, Bezor. Shechita is kosher even with somebody who is loyal. So there's a fascinating Gemara which is connected with this. The Gemara in Brachos relates the events that took place when Shmuel HaNavi was born. Well, Shmuel was the son of Chama. She didn't have children for a long time. She davened to Hashem, a very special tefillah. The Gemara goes there in detail what exactly her tefillah was. She davened to Hashem, Hashem answered her. And after a few years after the child was born, she brought him to the Beit HaMikdash with a special korban. So the Gemara over there relates some of the events that took place when Shmuel HaNavi came to the Beit HaMikdash as a young child for the first time. The Gemara says as follows: Amrei Elova, Sibrei Elova, Shmuel Moira Halacha Lifnei Rabbi Yehoi. Shmuel paskened the Halacha in front of his rabbi, which you know is not usually a positive thing, it's usually a very bad thing, very criticized. Moira Halacha Lifnei Rabbi. That's what Shmuel did on this occasion. And let's see why. The Gemara is designed for Pesach, and that's not what you can, but the Gemara says, Omale and Eli said to those around, they brought this korban to me. So Eli, who was then the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash, she was the main Kohen Gadol. So he said, Kiru Kohen, Leiti Velishlo, they wanted to offer this korban. So Eli said, call the Kohen, that we should offer the korban, to bring a Kohen to Shechem. Kazinu Shmuel, so Shmuel thought, Da'avu Mahadri, Bosar Kohen, the Mishnah. Shmuel saw they're looking for a kohen to shef the kohen. Amalo, so Shmuel says to them, the little young child at that time, Shmuel, he says, Lechu, lama lechu la'ahavru basar kohen. Why do you need to search for a kohen? Let me shef to shef. Shita v'zor shera. Shita v'kosha v'zor. Exactly like we just learned. Why are you searching for a kohen? So, I threw the kohen to Eli. So they brought Shmuel over to Eli to see what Eli HaKohen would say. About Eli, so Eli HaKohen said to him, in Alakha, from where do you learn this point? From where do you know that Shita is kosher b'zor? About Eli, so he said to him, the prophet we just learned, Mikhtiv, v'shokat HaKohen, v'krit, does it say v'shokat HaKohen? No, doesn't say that. V'krit HaKohen, the offering of the blood, Mikavod HaKohen, mitzvah kohen. From the Kabbalah Adam and onwards is mitzvah good. Mikal is shita shekshera b'zor. From this pasuk we learn, as we said, that shita is kosher b'zor. Avalei, meimer shabikon. If you're right, it's a good point. Miu moira halacha b'tnei rabcha. But you are being moira halacha b'tnei rabbi, which is just it's a. So here we have Shmuel coming and. Appearing, appears that he was Machadish to Eli, nobody else seems to have known. Shishik Shera Bazaar. Seems very funny. So what's going on here? So let's have a look at and some other questions. So some of these questions are brought up in the Kush of the Slack, in the Sefer Prophet. The Slack is the famous Moshe Yehuda, which is the Pirush on the Shah. Slack. So he asks this question and another puzzle. Let's see. First of all, as was said, Eich Dovah Hashkiah, the Moyek Tomit, how can it be particularly something which is constantly applicable, which is like, yeah, every single day of the Avoyah and the Beit HaMikdash? Me Avoyah Moshe Rav Acha, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until this time of Shmuel HaNovi, lo posku ha-korbonot, and always deem korbonot. The Eich Mishkas Mekhal HaKvein in Dovah, the Shezor kosher v'shchita. I believe nobody else knew everything, nothing about this. Zor is kosher v'shchita. At she Eli HaKohen told about it. To the very extent that Eli HaKohen himself appears to have made a mistake. How can it be? Yeah, particularly that we're not talking about something that happens only on a one-off occasion. It's an unusual thing. It's forgotten about. This is something that is a year, every single day in the Beit HaMikdash. How can it be that this was not a moment?
Is there anything that is preferable? Like, what do you do? If you don't, it's very fine.
Oh,
so maybe
there have
been
people
in for hundreds of years, and then people forgot that, oh yeah.
Well, it's a little bit tied into the next point, so let's look how he asks the next question. Yeshua Dachi, another question on the whole Sugya. So, the Zor. So what? That Shchita is kosher with the Zor. Who cares? Nabakash is Shchita Ksheir of the Zor. So Shmuel comes and pipes up, oh, you know what? Shchita Ksheir of the Zor. But also, Mishvil, there, Enam Yechoyle in the Haduri Basar Kohen. Because Shita is kosher with a Zor, that means that it cannot look for a Kohen if they so wish. They want to choose a Kohen to do the Shita. Barei, I'll show you many places, says the Slack, where they seem to have preferred a Kohen, even though there's no question that a Zor is kosher. For example, Barei Shlichot HaSoyr V'Yom HaKippur. The sending away of the Soyr La'azodo on Yom HaKippur. See the Hedge, it says openly in the Pasuk, Ish lahashir et hazor. We learn from the Pasuk an extra word, Ish. Ish tells us, any Ish, even somebody who is a Zor. Lahashir et hazor. Ba'afilomachi, nevertheless, the Gemara says, that also Kohenim, Kevat, the Kohenim had a fixed minhag, but I know you manichem et yisroel lo hilichoi, they treated it as an attached, part attached to the Avodah, and they never gave this honor to a Yisroel, they always sent it with a Kohen.
Sending
away the story of our Zohar.
Is it
Ishiti? Yeah, Ishiti. This is the Ishiti.
It should be a Kohen. So
well, basic halacha, it could be anybody.
That was someone that was supposed to die that year. So it should be on top of that Kohen.
No, so it could be anybody. But the Gemara recalls that practically they always gave it to a Kohen. So he asks, seeing that there is such a Hogger, what exactly is Shmuel? Great big question. Small sense of them, they're looking for a coin. So why are you looking for a coin? Well, we're not looking for a coin. We're like giving our voice a coin. The Gan, even further, says we see clearly, Shchitas HaKodshim Gufei Shonini. In actual Shechita, we find openly, the Mishnah records about the Korban Tomid every day. It says, Shloish Esrei Kohanim Zachuboy. Not anybody who's done Mishnah from Yom will remember that there's a pious every day, there's a pious, how they allot, some type of lottery, how they give out these different parts of the Avodah to different Kohanim. And the Gemara says there were 13 Kohanim who were Zoyka in the Avodah of the Korban Tomid every day. And one of the 13, Bari Esau, because Gimel Alamu, one of the 13, Hayat Jesus, was the Shaykh. And Moshe Shalim, very basic humor, was furnished in the Mishnah. Hare, Sha'afshe Koshe Zadar, it Pidu Akel, the Shaykh Tulu Rain. So even though it was perfectly kosher, not questioning whether it's Koshe Zadar, but you see clearly in the Mishnah that the dumb thing was to give it out to the Kohen. So what was small criticism?
That wasn't common practice.
The common, yeah, it was not common practice to give it to a dog, even though it's kosher, it was not the point. One final question, which is also raised by this
map.
We're not quick to give away half an hour of
it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll send it to the committee. Yes. Yeah. You know what happens with the question, it gets sent to the committee. Yeah. One final question of the Lady Behuda, which he bases on the halacha in Shokmorok here today, the halacha of Kibbutz Rabbi. So Shokmorok recalls, Ezu Cholek on Rabbi, what exactly is considered somebody who's Cholek on his Rabbi, which is wrong. Shokmorok recalls various cases. Then the Ramo adds, which is in the Rashi writing, says the Ramo, Aval Mutra Lachloi Kolo, the Ezef Psaq in the law, it is permitted to disagree with one's Rabbi in some Psaq. Or Hero, in Yeshloi Uriah's by Chotis this one. If one has a proof, one's words shall be Imui, the one is correct. In other words, the main application of being Moira Halacha with the Rabbi is something that doesn't have a clear proof. One's got to have a reason why one thinks that way, but an absolute proof there isn't, the type of work. So it's stubbornly, it makes sense to me, I think it's logical like it. But the Talmud can't be chodic on the Rebbe and say, well, I think it's logical. Okay, that's considered a type of proof, and you know that.
Right. Oh, if you have a Mapurish
Azor, it's Shaitan the Prophet Azor, and it's Mapurish Azor. So then you're allowed to be chodic. So then, after the black, final question on this Talmud in Sunya, what exactly is the whole criticism of the on the other school of Adobe? He brought a proof, he brought a book. So, why is it called Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? What's the great problem? So the flat answers all these questions with an amazing dictum in the Gemara. Shmuel Rav, so after the flat, just after the flat shot, Shmuel Rav, Shoyu Machadri Basar Koy. Shmuel saw what happened over there is that they were searching for a coin. Shoyu Her Koyin was Zumun Nifnei. There was no coin available right in front of them at that moment specifically. And nevertheless, they made a point of searching for a coin. Vahoya was there to the extent that it was considered shipping mitzvah. It was a delay of mitzvah. They couldn't not going to the korban with somebody else, with a zorah would be shaped. But they put up the mitzvah in order to search for a coin. But all of them, when that happened, then he said, in this scenario, Lama la Aduri Bosar Kohen the Mishnah. Why search for a Kohen? Why put off the mitzvah in order to share with a Kohen? Shita Bazar Kishayra. But don't be very sure. Look closely in the words of Shmuel Anobi quoted in the Gemara. So if Omar Lohem the Kitzel, he did not say in short, Lama la Aduri Kohen the Mishnah Shayra Bazar. He didn't just say, why are you looking for a Kohen? Why? Kohen Shita Shayra Bazar. Hendich loyva, the words are, the exact wording of the Gemara was, Lama lachem la ahadu. Why do you have to go after? Why go after Ikhoyim, Shita Kshere Bazar? The meaning of go after, says the Tzah, means, as it says, go after, i.e. to search around, to put off the mitzvah for this.
The Hadu is not Hebrew.
No, very often in the Lashon of the Gemara, it's really Aramaic Lashon. Lahaguri means to go after. In Lashon HaKodesh, Heid Al Grish, Hodor, it's beautiful. Here is an Aramaic word. Lama Lachem Lahaguri, why go after? Daki Eloi HaKoyen Mezulim Nidnechem, says the Tzlach, only if a Koyen would be here, available right away. You'll be the time to within the Kohen Mishmas. They're very nice, very fine. Give it to a Kohen as an attached part of the Avodah. Other Lahaduri is that to search the Chafis Akrov in Toilet. To search of him, that's not a point. But now we understand the discussion between Shmuel Avodah and Eli Akohen were only general din of whether Shkita Ksheira was on. Everybody knew that Shkita Ksheira was on. And everybody knew that nevertheless the dumb thing in those times was to give it to a Kohen, even though Shkita Ksheira was on. The question between them arose in a fine detail of the application of these dinners. What do we do when a Kohen isn't directly available in front of us? So, in the Beit HaMikdash at that time, they looked for a Kohen. Came along Shmuel and said, bottom line, Shkita Ksheira Bazaar, don't put off the mitzvah. Better not to put off the mitzvah for whatever advantage, whatever reason you think it's better to look for a client, but putting off the mitzvah is not outweighed by those stage boys. So better to read and magdim in the mitzvah. And now we also understand the final question as well, which was asked, why they call Bora Allah Bifnei Rav if you bring a proof? The answer is that to this fine detail, he didn't bring any proof. He just said, "Jerry, Shkita Ksheira Bazaar, is it a Shkita Ksheira Bazaar?" But to this actual fine detail, that Shkita Ksheira Bazaar, that the whatever advantage there is in injecting the Chachila with a Kohen is not outweighed, that does not outweigh the Shilmi Mitzvah, the delay of Mitzvah. That he didn't bring any proof. That's not a double proof. That's his Tzvara. So maybe that's his Tzvara. On that, there could be a tiny note that it's like a type of Mo'ah Lachavik Ne'rah.
Maybe it was a
Kohen,
why doesn't
maybe he actually wasn't available, maybe it was offered to some other Avodah.
Yes,
or maybe.
It
doesn't mean he wasn't busy with something else, maybe. Or maybe he wasn't Boki and Shi. So it was unlikely. Not everybody knows that Bishop. Let's turn to another twist of this sugya. The Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim tells us the following this. That included in Kelayim, that there's all types of Kelayim, there's Kelayim of plants in Kelayim, there's Kelayim of two animals together, there's Kelayim of begotten, shatnas, what we call shatnas, a combination of wool and linen. And says the Rambam, Kohen Mishalot should be Bigdei Kohuna, Shalai Vishal Avoido, Kohen who wear Bigdei Kohuna, not at the time of the Avoido. And even if they're in the Beit HaMikdash, they're not doing any Avoido at that time. Says the Rambam, Loike, they are Chayav Malt. Why? They play or Avnit, Shehu Kalai. Because the Avnit, the belt of the Kohen is made of kilayim. It has in it seven and fishes, wool and linen. So they hook through boy, and the shall start boy though. And therefore, those committed to wear it at the time when it is a mitzvah, only directly at the time of our boy. Shehi mitzvah satay, which is a mitzvah satay. And the mitzvah satay of doing the boy though, this is the thing of doing the Avodah, which obliges one to wear. If they could have, pushes off the Lois Asay, as we know the concept Asay, don't call Lois Asay. So the Asay of doing the Avodah pushes off the Lois Asay of wearing Shatnas. Therefore, following through that idea, says the Rambam, you have to be very careful indeed to only wear it, the Shatnas Avodah.
Why
are
they
there,
Shatnas?
Because that's what the three commandments are making from.
When they did the
fight,
they were
in the voice? I'm not sure. So I'll have to know exactly. Yes, it becomes very, very. A lot of details that need to be looked at, like either Rambam.
When you
How long before can I put them on? How quickly afterwards would I have to take them off? You're right. Careful investigation. So, Allah will show you a reason this Rambam, by the way. This is the opinion of the Rambam. There's a lot of questions which surround this Rambam. But this is the opinion of the Rambam. I say the heck of the word is only I say the Eichaloi Sasei, and since it's I say the Eichaloi Sasei, it's only at the time of the Avoida. The minute the Avoida is finished, you've got to take it off. So there is a Kasha raised over here, which is again connected to the Gemara with Shmuel and Ovi. Yeah.
Actually,
is
this
the
purpose of the
whole
of the
garment?
Or was
no.
It
no. So the sefer from the malvin, the halacha sefer, the malvin between the spiritual, the kubeishin, and the nah. He has also a halacha sefer in the early part of the Gemara, and he asks the following question: bottom of the sheet, the kashin, on the book of Eretz, the afrushi main surah. Says the Malvin, when we look at the halachos of the Moira halacha of Bifnei Rabbi, it is muta to tell to paskin the halacha of Bifnei Rabbi if the purpose of this psak is la afrushi me yisurah, to stop people doing yisurah. If people are actually doing an aveira now in front of our eyes, so then the Talmud is obliged to speak up, even if it's in front of his rebbe. The normal application of Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, somebody comes to ask a shayla, it's not about something that's happening at the moment. Comes to ask the Rebbe, you leave the Rebbe to give his opinion, and you don't give him out to the shayla. But if there's an actual issa happening in front of us, La Prushi Mei Yisura, so the Talmud speaks up. So now we can guess what's happened. Ask the Malvin, according to the Rambam, that it's only permitted to wear the big kohuna at the time of the avodah, and shita k'sheira b'zor. So, if shita k'sheira b'zor is chayra, can you wear the big kohuna for doing shita? It would appear that not. So it doesn't require a kohen, so it surely doesn't require a big kohuna either.
No, but if he does, he has to.
Oh, so we'll look in a minute what he answers, but he asks, at first, if it doesn't require a coin, so surely it doesn't require a big tikkun. If it doesn't require a big tikkun, then not only is it, it's forbidden to wear the big tikkun, because it's going to be a last of shackles according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, which is very specific, you can only wear it exactly at the time of Avodah. So according to the Rambam, what exactly was the great big title over here on Shmuel Anovi for speaking up that Shechita K'sheira B'zor? Telling them that Shechita K'sheira B'zor is most definitely a direct Afrushi Mei Yisur. Hey, I wasn't even planning wearing big day kohuna for Shechita. If they don't know that Shechita K'sheira B'zor, so you better tell them that Shechita K'sheira B'zor. In the far Afrushi Mei Yisur, God will be there. That's what he has. So, he says an important Yisur in the understanding of the Rambam. He says that, let's understand a little more closely what is the Rambam saying. When the Rambam says that because there is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is doicha the loisatei of Shabbos. So originally, we read the Rambam saying that the mitzvah of Avodah, is doicha the loisatei of Shabbos. So there's a modern that's not of Shabbos. There's a mitzvah sasei of putting on big day kohuna with the intention of going to the Ovid Avoida. The mitzvah sasei that the Rambam is referring to is the mitzvah sasei of Avoida, which is Zoyche, the Loi sasei. And if it were to be that way, then indeed, as we understood a second ago, it would have to be very, very precise, exactly at the second of Avoida. The second of Avoida, you've got to take it off. It says there's a Malvin, no, it's not so. It's the mitzvah sasei of putting on big day kohuna to go la Avoida Avoida. And therefore, that makes that the gather of what's included in this is much wider. One's only obliged to take it off, says the Malvin, when one comes to a decision that now we've finished our voyage. But anything beyond the way to do our voyage, on the way back to doing our voyage, He says it must surely be this way. The Chidush we think every time a Kohen puts on big day kahuna to do something in the Beit HaMikdash, that he's standing on top of his bear to put Ivorim on the fire. So only the second that he's doing that, he can wear the big kahuna, and if he stops for a few minutes, he has to run and take moth, and it just can't be. And Amai, it must surely be that the mitzvah is to put on the big day kahuna to go to do Avodah. But then, even if you do other activities along the way, which are not part of the Avodah, as long as you haven't come to a decision that now we've finished Avodah, all that is included in the mitzvah. And therefore, even other sort of side paths of doing the Avodah, which are not necessarily require a code, nevertheless, they can take advantage of the Atei Zoika Loisa Atei, and it would be permitted to wear the Beit HaKuna at that time. Even according to the Rabbah.
But it sounds like you can even extend that to the word all day then, because what you're saying here is that even if you get the cause to sue the woman,
yeah.
But if he gets one side factor or gets other things, it's still okay to wear the belt.
Is that how far exactly do we take it?
So that sounds to be that you can, therefore you can say, well, he's working all day. He's
on call.
What?
He's on call.
He's on call. They would be checking all day long. You know, he was there. So he could issue which he could be able to wear all day long. And then you know for sure that it's not going to be good.
That you're not going to be.
Maybe. If you shift and then say at midday, the next shift comes in, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then you can put it for them.
Maybe that is what he holds. Let's look at a little bit of his words inside. The second and third paragraph of this Arutei Tachai, which is the Malvin. The second paragraph. The whole Edu Yoshubu Alpi HaLochazu. Everything can be answered with the following explanation. The mitzvah Tasei still a Bisha. He HaVeh HaLaaf HaKilayim. It is the mitzvah Tasei of wearing the begotten which pushes off Kilayim. The Chol Shez Toipo Oved HaZoidah. As long as in the end you do HaZoidah. Ki a mitzvah with a Bisha. Then you have fulfilled the mitzvah by putting it on. So our mitzvahs are saying, we'll reach 6 day kahuna, I'm not loving for it. Umashe kotav a Rambam. That which the Rambam writes, it's forbidden to wear the avnei to lebishas avoyinok. Haino im ein bedaito la avoyinok. This is if he's not intending to do any more avoyinok.
So he's sure he's not going to do
that. Right. Sha'oz ein mitzvah will avisha 6 day kahuna. Aho kolshen works to love it adai. Anything we are still intending to do avoyinok. Hayana al hadar. Could it be possible here, Otola Kohen or Muat, Rega Mahat, Bounce on Havoya? Is it possible, could one imagine that it's forbidden for a Kohen to take a short break in the middle of doing Havoya, to rest for a second? But Achim, sorry, the Lama is Al Mishma, that we have to be constantly standing, doing the Havoya, or the happiest to Tenor of experience, constantly, let's say, turning the parts of the meat on the fire. Because it's the whole time, Bounce on Muat, Rega Mahat, not to stop for a second, but there's Pasha to follow.
Is not going to be because that means